brilliant. So what's your name and what have you come here for today?
I'm Lisa, and this is the start of Gera's week, and I could fit in this particular visit. I normally help out at Groen University Hospital as a volunteer, but I've now decided I'm going to spend the whole week attending Gera's events, and this one is the very first one. So I've just had my hands done, as well as my head and shoulders, and it feels very good. So this afternoon, I'm not going to be doing anything with my husband usually, because after his breakfast, he goes back to bed. I make certain to go home, have lunch, and drag him out to places so that he gets a bit of fresh air and interacts socially with other people. So today that's not going to be on the menu. But our regular place is the Forget-Me-Not Cafe that Alzheimer's Society runs twice a month. And they also have something else called the Jasmine Cafe that is also twice a month, but on a weekday, a Wednesday. The other one is on a Saturday. Besides that, I've got, because I'm proactive, I've found out that we can go to Timebridge Centre in New Addington, and we meet there every alternate Monday afternoon to play board games and finish off with dinner. And I take him also to Gypsy Hill, to a place called Christchurch, where people meet from 11 until 3 o'clock. There again, he's able to sit around, have some tea and coffee, play Scrabble. He loves playing Scrabble. In fact, we play Scrabble every evening at home. And he makes some really good words. Sometimes I don't even know that they exist. Fortunately, I have the Scrabble dictionary. Once upon a time, I'd have said, that's not a word in the dictionary. But now that I've got the Scrabble dictionary, I look it up, and there it is. Something called G-U-E. I don't know what it means, but it's there in the dictionary. And I can't remember the meaning of it. Anyway, so we play Scrabble there, stay for lunch. And they've got three excellent pianists who come to Christchurch. And they play on the piano all the different classical music, familiar tunes. And Tony takes his chair right to the front and sits there enjoying it while I'm playing Scrabble or nattering with someone or whatever. So that's good to, you know, have an interest like that.
Do you think that makes a big difference for you both?
Definitely,
to have places
because
to go?
If we go to the Alzheimer's ones, he knows that it's only for people with Alzheimer's and their carers. Whereas if I take him to places like Timebridge and this church, he feels like one of the community. The spotlight is not on him. He's regarded as one of the crowd. And he delights in that, to know that he is, you know, he hasn't got anything wrong with him. He's amongst the other people who are fine. So yeah, find places to go to. And I'll be taking him to a couple of these events for carers. Booked him in for tomorrow and the day after as well. And then we're going away on a picnic on Saturday with Timebridge Centre, who has arranged a free coach trip and a free meal that they're going to give us. So just hoping the weather holds out. And that'll be great, yeah.
And do you think, is it nice if you have activities that you can do just by yourself?
Yes, we could do, as I say, Scrabble is what he looks forward to. And now that he's been introduced to word search, he sits there concentrating on the words that he can find. Sometimes he's quite good at it, but on Saturday, he had difficulty finding all the food and drink. So we took the piece of paper home Saturday. And yesterday he sat there, found another couple. Didn't progress very much. So I'll have to see if I can give him some tips, because he's not sure that he expects to find everything vertical and horizontal. But they also do it on a slant. So I have to show him the diagonal ones, and maybe he'll find it when I show him the start of it. And he'll complete those. I've even done pairs of playing cards, spread them all out on the table, and then pick up one at a time. So that when he replaces it, sorry, pick up the two to begin with, and then he puts them down. And then the next time he picks up one, he'll remember where, or, you know, its partner is, and pick that one up. That takes ages. Still does, can't remember where he put it down.
So, like, yes. Some good memory games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we went to Singing for the Brain for the first time last Friday. We got 12 sessions of that. To begin with, he wasn't very happy to come and join the group, because initially we all sit at side tables and have a cup of tea and biscuits. And then when it was time to form a circle and sit in there, he was the very last person to come up, because people started to work on him and said, come on, Tony, you must join us, etc. So he got up and joined. And he soon got into the mood and started keeping a beat with his feet and joined in the singing. Told them what his favorite songs are, and worked out well. So we'll be going again for the next 11 sessions and take him out in the morning for a change, because otherwise it's always afternoon events. So that'll be good, yeah.
And so tell me again, what have you been doing here today?
Today I had a reflexology and shoulder massage. Enjoyed the cupcake and a cup of tea. Got a chance to talk to a few people. They've told me about carer's allowance, and I always thought if I accepted carer's allowance, it would be deducted somewhere else. So I didn't bother to make any inquiries. But Andy tells me that he's going to give me the carer's package, and I can read through that and maybe even talk to the people at Carers Information Center, where they have a benefits advice. So I'll try that. And for myself, I go to all these places that I can. I've joined the singing group at Carers on a Wednesday, alternate Wednesday mornings, and we sang at Fairfield Hall on Wednesday when they had, what did they have? Something, a Carers event. And we were up on the mezzanine floor singing songs. I go to the yoga that is free for carers. There's a carers evening once a month, last Wednesday of the month, at Carers Support Center. And we can take the cared for as well. And there we do a bit of seated exercise sometimes, or listen to advice, benefits advice. So we also listen to, have demonstrations from Aztec Center to show us what might help with our responsibilities. And enjoy the food that Donna always presents us, fruit and cakes and donuts and all sorts of things, as well as hot and cold drinks.
And so, do you think it's important that these activities are available to carers?
Definitely. And I personally enjoy volunteering every morning, knowing my husband sleeps. I get out in the morning and do some volunteering, meet other people. Takes my mind off caring, learn of what else is happening, like the big lunch that they had on Saturday. I wasn't aware of that until I went into volunteer somewhere, and someone said it's taking place at Ashburton Park, and there was I all prepared with my picnic and went and had a fine day, met other people, enjoyed the food that we shared amongst ourselves. So I find it very useful to be proactive, listen to what you can pick up along the way, and make life worth living.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa, for talking with me.
My pleasure.